In Beijing today, Chinese authorities held a low-key funeral under tight security for deposed Communist Party leader Zhao Ziyang. Some senior Communist Party leaders attended, though not the country's president or premier. NPR's Rob Gifford was there as thousands of mourners filed past the body.
Finally, nearly 2 weeks after he died, Zhao Ziyang was buried today at the Babaoshan Cemetery, where senior leaders are traditionally laid to rest. His family and the Communist Party had been deadlocked over what honors would be appropriate for the man who once led the party and the government. After 2 weeks in which coverage of Zhao's death was notable by its absence, official TV news programs finally read an official obituary of Zhao today. It ended saying he'd made what were called serious mistakes during the student demonstrations of 1989. Zhao had sided with the students, was purged, and spent the last 15 years of his life under house arrest because of it. A small crowd gathered outside the cemetery in the freezing cold, but soon the police moved in quite aggressively to clear the area.
Well, here outside the cemetery, there's about a group of about 40 or 50 people who are all standing, waiting. Okay, okay, okay. 你不要退吧,你不要退.
Please, please.
Okay, okay, okay. And there's a little welcome committee for you. 30 or 40 people, including myself, all being pushed down the road, out of the way of the entrance to the cemetery. 你不要退,你不要退. Here's a woman who looks like she's come up from the countryside. Can I just ask you why you've come here? 你为什么来这里呢,今天呢? She's come all the way from the northeast, and she says the officials there have taken all her land. 那赵子阳跟现在的党员官员怎么样? She says Zhao Ziyang was all for the people, and the officials now are only in it for themselves and for the power.
大家走起来好吗?不要在这儿停留了。
The police kept pushing, and eventually the crowd dispersed, and the day proceeded with no more incidents. It was a tiny demonstration of support for Zhao by a few people who hadn't forgotten the possibility of political reform that he stood for. But one man by the side of the road near the demonstration asked, "Who's died?" and was surprised to hear that it was Zhao Ziyang. Nearly 2 weeks after Zhao's death, he hadn't even heard the news. Any dissident, anyone it seemed, who'd ever written anything even vaguely critical of the government was not permitted to leave home today, but it wasn't really necessary. Zhao Ziyang has been almost erased from Chinese history, and many urban Chinese people, especially the young, seem content for the moment with the economic and limited social reforms on offer. The question now is, have all hopes for political reform really been buried with the man who last suggested it nearly 20 years ago? Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.